Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Should you choose a home equity loan or a HELOC, also known as a home equity line of credit? That's today's show. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest. I'm a longtime real estate investor, and this channel is devoted to helping you create passive income and long-term legacy wealth. So that's what we focus on this channel, is all about building legacy wealth using buy and hold real estate. That's all I do. Don't do anything else, just buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating passive income. One of my favorite things to use in order to buy rental properties is leverage against my primary residence. So you live in a primary residence, you have the ability, if you have some equity in that property, to use that in order to purchase rental properties. Now, we've talked about the HELOC strategy before extensively and why we love it, but there's often a common refrain that comes up, a common question that comes up when people are applying for this. They'll talk to their local bank, and the local bank will say, what are you interested in? Would you rather get a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit? Now, what I like to do when looking for a home equity line of credit is to go to a local bank. That's where you're going to get the best bang for your buck. Also, you're going to get some of the best introductory rates. You'll likely get them better than you would if you tried to call like a Bank of America or a Wells Fargo or something like that, because these local banks know your local market well, and they're going to be able to get you more competitive rates because they have to go up against the big banks. So unfortunately, they have to deal with these big guys. That's why we also like using them for our business checking accounts as well, because there's usually no fees associated with those accounts. So we were with Bank of America for those purposes. We moved everything over to our local bank for our business checking accounts, and now we don't pay anything in fees, which is fantastic. So back on to pulling out money. So what is the difference? Well, a home equity loan, it's very important you understand the differences here. I get this question a lot from investors. A home equity loan is simply that. It's one lump sum of money. So let's say the bank notices that you have $100,000 to work with. They have $100,000 in equity in your home. Let me give you some simple numbers. Your house is worth $300,000 and you have about $100,000 in equity in that house. So you may owe about $200,000 roughly on the house. That means you have about $100,000 to work with. Well, the bank looks at the value of your home, and they're gonna give you a loan amount based on that value. Now, I'm not gonna get into the details whether or not they're gonna give you 80% loan to value, 75% loan to value. Let's just say for the sake of this argument, they're going to give you 100%. So we can use nice round numbers, okay? So let's say they're going to give you $100,000. Now, you're sitting back and you say, wow, honey, what do I want? Do I want to just take a check for $100,000 that the bank is going to write to me at a certain percentage rate? That sounds nice. I could use $100,000. I could go and buy two rental properties with that. Today's podcast is brought to you by Realty Shares. And before I get into explaining what Realty Shares is all about, it's a great way for people that don't have a lot of money to get started with real estate investing. I have to read this required statement under the law. So here it is. It's not an offering of securities. Private investments are highly illiquid and risky and are not suitable for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Securities offered to accredited investors through North Capital Private Securities. It's a member FINRA. SIPC. All right, great. Now that we got that legal disclaimer out of the way, I want to talk to you about what Realty Shares can do for you if you don't have a lot of money and you want to get started with real estate investing. I think this is a great way for investors who, let's say you have $5,000 and you qualify. Now you can get started with real estate investing. You can basically work with RealtyShares.com. What they've done is they've demolished the walls between you and real estate investing. You no longer need billions of dollars or even tens of thousands of dollars to invest in actual real estate assets. What they've done is that they've brought hundreds of people together who invest fractionally in real estate. So you own a portion of the asset with your investment. So it reduces the cost of an initial investment, and then Realty Shares deals are vetted and curated by industry professionals who underwrite, and then they perform all the detailed due diligence. So you don't have to source any properties. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff yourself. All it takes is $5,000 to get started. There are no hidden fees. It's totally free to sign up. When I went through their website and went through the process of signing up, it's so simple to set up. And then you can just easily browse through investments that you want to get involved with. Getting set up just takes a few minutes. Then you can manage and invest straight from your phone or your computer through their simple and secure online process. So here's the deal. If you make $200,000 a year, you may qualify. All you need to do to get started, find out today, go to realtyshares.com/IIRE. That's our podcast, Investing in Real Estate. So you need to go to that URL, realtyshares.com/IIRE, and they're going to give you $100 towards your first investment just for coming over there. They're going to give you a free $100 just for going to that URL. But make sure you spell it correctly, because some people get realty and they think that it needs to, they spell it wrong. So it's not reality, it's realty. That's Realty Shares, and it's spelled R-E-A-L-T-Y, R-E-A-L-T-Y, shares.com/IIRE. Get that $100 towards your first investment. It's a great way to even diversify the stuff that you're currently doing with real estate investing. Or if you don't have the cash to get started, all you need is $5,000 to start investing fractionally in real estate. Love them. Great. Go check them out. Thanks, Realty Shares, for your support of the podcast. Thanks so much. Or do I want them to give me a line of credit? That's called a HELOC, a home equity LOC, line of credit. Two different programs, two different products. Now, I love personally getting the home equity line of credit. Why? Because for me, they'll usually last about 10 years. Okay, they give you a line of credit for about 10 years is typical. They'll give you an introductory rate, usually of about 1.9% or something like that. You got to shop around. Of course, mileage may vary. But you start with a zero balance. Zero versus getting a check for $100,000 over here, right? So now I've got zero balance and I can use that however I want. I can use that to pay a portion against my principal balance of the house I live in, and therefore slicing that interest down and that amortization schedule down to almost nothing very, very quickly. Or I can use that to buy rental properties. And I can use that strategy so that as I'm getting paid from my day job or rent is coming in, it's paying that line of credit back, and I can get it back down to zero again. And now I can, here's the key, now I can rinse and repeat the entire process. That's the beauty of this whole thing, is being able to do it and do it repeatedly. With a loan, just a home equity loan that the bank is going to give you, that's it. You're done. You get that $100,000, you can go buy two rental properties and you're done. Now, the general rule of thumb is that if you need the money all at once, immediately, it might be better for you to take out that home equity loan. For instance, if you're, if you need it for some reason, I don't know what that reason would be, but if that reason suits you, then that's when you want to do that plan. But if you'll be spending that money in installments, then such as like maybe for your child's education or some other thing like buying rental properties or even making payments against your primary mortgage, which I have a whole strategy on that. And you can watch a video series that we've done on that particular way of paying off your primary mortgage using your home equity line of credit. So then you're better off getting a HELOC, because it's repeatable. They even give you a check card. They'll give you I'm looking around my desk here for a business check card. They'll give you a check card. They'll give you a checkbook, and you can treat it as if it's a bank account and as if it's a checking account. And you can write checks to buy rental properties and then use the rent from the cash flow from your tenants to just pay it back. and make small micro payments against the balance. And what I like about the HELOC is that it uses what's known as simple interest. It's not amortized interest or amortized interest like your home loan, like the house you live in. No, it's simple interest, like a credit card, meaning if you make some small micro payments against it every month, maybe you make two payments, maybe you make three, maybe you make four, one a week, right? That interest never has really a chance to accrue. It never goes up pretty high. So at the end of the year, you'll look and you'll say, wow, how much did I pay in interest on my HELOC? And you'll be like, wow, that's nothing. I almost didn't pay anything, because it operates with simple interest like a credit card. It's a killer strategy. So when confronted with the choice of whether or not to get a home equity loan, which is just a big lump payment, or a home equity line of credit, always, always go for the home equity line of credit. The bank is giving you a line of credit, which is repeatable, reusable, where you can invest and do some killer things with your home equity line of credit. I love it. It's one of the best ways that I use to buy rental properties year in and year out, my friends. I'd love to know your strategies. Let me know how you've used your home equity line of credit. You can leave comments in the thread below on this channel. Thank you so much for subscribing. We publish multiple times per week. If you are ready to go out there and take action and become a real estate investor, come on over to our website. We've got a ton of great resources at morrisinvest.com. Just my last name, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. And check out everything we've got going on over there. We've got tons of great blog posts and resources to help you out. We've even built our funding page, which is up and available. So you can check out if you need to get funding for your real estate deals. Check that out as well. And book a call with our team if you're ready to do that. We publish again Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday here. In the meantime, I want you to go out there, take all of this information that we give you here on the channel, go out there and become a real estate investor, everyone. It's the number one way to build wealth in this country. We'll see you next time, everyone. Much love.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.